Welcome to Love Happy Talk and Radio. Unhappy Sundays, and you're now in tune into WIBS Radio.com.
Say boy, Mr. 239 always do his thing when it was time for him to come. Everybody didn't think Mr. 2 was gonna come through with one take. Wait a minute, all it takes is one take for me to get up in the strip. Wait a minute, I ain't got to sit back and try to remember this or memorize this. When I flip a sentence, it's always at take 3 when I'm always making moves in the energy. And then take 4, I always bring more. Take 5, everybody be checking in 239 live. Take 6, they know me always up in the mix. Y'all know how I be doing my thing. I make music just like I'm making flicks. Take 7, y'all know what I'm bringing. I keep coming in, let them know I rise up high just like heaven. Take 8, everybody thought I was fake for everything that I create. Take 9, that's my time to shine. I'm the night ending. This is scripture wrote by, directed by Mr. 239. Signature sign for this four records, we got them in time. Take 10, they didn't think I was gonna be able to come back, and a lot of said that I lost, but I win. Every time that I get ready to run in, everybody be like, uh-oh, like 7-Eleven. Take 11, you know how Mr. 239 keep measuring out to ways that they didn't think I was gonna be able to measure up to. Check this, take 12, y'all know me, I always spit flows to make a lot of people feel like they don't piece that well. Take 13, everybody didn't say Mr. 239 was gonna bring the rhyme thing from a dream to reality. Take 13, they got lost by me, they better understand when it was time for me to represent. Take 14, got them sitting back, try to figure out is take 15 gonna come about. Take 16, everybody be sitting around holding their mouth like, I can't believe he just came out. This is directed by Mr. 239, y'all know it's signature design, Curtis Moore Records. Everybody know I done wrote this script. Take 17, y'all know how I represent and I stay on that scene. Everybody thought that take 18 wasn't gonna keep going through. Now what are they thinking? They panicking more. Y'all know take 19, that's where the time where life used to be for me, that I wanna put a blade or maybe do something to a lot of people that betrayed. Take 20, you know me, I represent simply. Everybody thought that they could get it, try to dimp up on me. Wait a minute, try to pimp up on me. Take 21, I got them stunned. They know how I represent. Take 22, everybody thought that Mr. 239 wouldn't be able to do what he was doing. Take 23, now they see. This is how I represent. Take 24, everybody thought take 25 wasn't gonna come out, but I told them I represent the WIB from soul to mouth. This is directed by Mr. 239, signature sign, word is born records. This is directed by signature sign, Keena Prime. Take 27, everybody didn't think I was gonna be representing. Up in the mix, I'ma take them all the way down to the number and accounting. Wait a second. Take 28, everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep coming great. Take 29, everybody sit around and be like, man, wait a minute, can he really shine? Take 30, everybody thought that I wasn't gonna come and be making my move early. Take 31, everybody sit around wondering what was I doing when I bring it from my tongue. Take 32, y'all know how I stay live, always do my thing. A lot of people thought take 32 wasn't gonna lead to 33, now they hear me. Yeah, I'm moving through the air killingly. Everybody sitting around like a lily pad, looking silly, dad. Take 33, wait a minute, I told them what is this is, yo. It's directed by Mr. 239, Keena Brian White, signature sign, Curtis Moore Records. This is directed by Mr. 239, Curtis Moore Records, signature sign.
going on. I know it's gonna be jumping. I call the VIP and let them know I'm coming. Now I'll be there in the freshest wear, getting nothing but a thing to me. I just wanna have a good time, relax my mind, and maybe creep with something fine. You know, you know.
Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
my baby keep on. keep on, right on doing it. Keep on, my baby, right on doing it. Yeah. Baby, keep on.
No mimic. No mimic. Out of a suit into another type of clothes. I'm talking about army fatigue type of clothes for the rest of my life. PTSD and on the front of my side of my arms and everywhere I'm walking around for me. 1 minute everybody asks me, why am I going around dressed looking? Maybe they said tacky. So every tack of me, every tad of me is better than tattoos in the skin, skin deep. If all y'all out there don't understand the progress from Mr. K-E-E-N-O-W-H-I-T-E, code at the end. Y'all know me declaring war again. All y'all out there thought the dark is flashing. But yo, when it was time for me, I be changing into so many clothes or outfits. So many people can't realize who I am. Sometimes they be thinking that I'm trying to fight for somebody else, but I made this stuff myself. No mimics.
No mimics, don't come with your gimmicks. Ain't nobody gonna try to buy your music, cause we don't wanna hear it. Cause you ain't no hip hop. If you said that you was, you probably was a lie. Cause the Zero Squad, we always gonna stay above like a bird just fly. So everybody can't believe they eyes of everything that they wanna say and they wanna despise. They wanna get filled up with the hate. We fill it up with the passion. Put it with the music, now we call it straight mashing. Yes, we going like mash. Army pants, army type music. That mean everybody ain't gonna abuse anything that we said that we was gonna use to make everything misused. Everything that they wanna reuse, we reuse, recycle everything. Yeah, we been in this. No, we ain't new, but we giving everybody the news like we going on TV. No mimics. No mimic. No mimic.
A whole bunch of gimmicks, that's what they've been doing in the industry. So now it's time for the capital O to handle business. Yo, the O going around the whole universe quick. Why everybody sitting around getting sucked in by the photo quick? Thinking y'all can stop the way we represent. Feel your face up, make you feel like you've been photoshopped. Y'all out there sitting around 1 minute, be sitting in front of a car, next minute then you own it. But behind the back, behind stage, that's just a star backstage type of nonsense. They giving all the kids and everything y'all want to see that's being done quick. Yeah, hidden, hidden hand. All y'all out there sitting around throwing rocks again, hiding your hand. Yo, y'all know when it's time for Mr. MR.239, I stay point and quick. I be the weapon that stay aimed at your mug. Blade, stay aimed at your heart. Stay aimed at your blood pressure. Stay aimed at your veins and your arms. All y'all out there thought that y'all could stop me, but yo, the major glycerin then came in a different form. All y'all out there didn't understand I've been a major for everything I've been on. No mimic.
No mimic. Probably been a long time since you heard a masterpiece. No, everybody just wanna pick up the police. Now they just wanna say peace. Wanna throw the peace sign up cause they don't really want no beef with a person that they never could know that could ever fall off a tree of a leaf. No, it's coming from a branch, coming from a strong tree. That mean everybody gonna come to it like Dollar Tree. To a mind because they wanna buy something that's gonna go dollar off. No, I'm about to just dollar off. Everybody know I'm about to die them off. Put them off the line because anybody ain't gonna get in to anything that we got a place in. Yes, we go get more. March, set, go. When we go, ain't nobody gonna stop us from where we gotta go. We just gotta walk. Ain't nobody gonna mimic because ain't nobody gonna come in with no quick scheme or getting rich scheme. When they try to come and jump on, try to say that they get on with the team. No mimic.
Yeah, he'd be like him. He'd be like him. Shut up. Get out of here. Gotcha.
Y'all gotta kill me. Oh yeah, yeah, they thought they could kill me, huh? Yeah, you do all you can.
Always thinking.
All you can. All you can. All y'all do all y'all can
to kill me, man.
Alright,
I would like
yeah.
It's funny, amazing. Everybody just wanna come around, they talk about praising. Ain't no praising. Everybody just look at me.
Yeah, I'm B-E-S-T.
Wanna play with me? Don't play with my name. Don't play with my game. Don't play with my life. This is the type of person that'll end your life. That mean I don't care about nobody else's life. When the people say they can come at me, they can never come at me. Everybody just see it. Nah, they ain't seen it yet. Thinking that they come at me. No, you can't come at me. Nah, they ain't seen it yet. Think you can come at me. Nah, they ain't coming at me. Nah, you ain't seen it yet. Yeah. You ain't seen it yet. Seen a person coming from a bit. Yeah, it's coming worse than anybody else. Think about all the things that I used to think in my mind to do to a person. I'm glad I didn't do it because I wouldn't have went away for a long time. That means the worst nightmare nobody seen yet. So who really gonna talk about the clean check? Yeah, they get checked. G-check the clean way. Call this the haymaker for everybody that thinking that that wasn't that way. They ain't seen me yet. They ain't seen whatever thing that we had to just go and just had to just reject. Everybody that always tried to come around and talk about that they got to come at you the wrong way. But I'm just gonna let them know that I'm just gonna give them the pain every time. If they tried to come at me with their busted up rhymes, that mean what I do was busted. I throw you in the junkyard. That mean I throw you in the trash can. Don't play your card. No, they ain't seen it yet. Everybody wanna keep coming at me. No, they ain't seen it yet. They ain't seen it yet. Everybody wanna keep coming at me. They ain't seen it yet. Yeah, everybody wanna just keep coming, but they ain't seen me yet. Everybody ain't seen me yet. They ain't seen me in the long time. They ain't seen me in a long time, so I come back, give them with the fresh rhyme. No, it ain't no fresh rhymes, but I feel like I just floss my teeth with all you rappers in the game. That mean I just brush my teeth with you. If you wanna talk about switching, yeah, I just start rinsing everybody out. If they're thinking that they're princing, I turn into a king, and then I just stab the sword inside of their heart and just rip it out, and I tell them who else wanna. Everybody better understand, I don't play with no man. I don't play with my life. Everybody understand, I always gotta live with a price. Because they ain't seen it yet. Everybody just say what's really going in it. That mean everybody just wanna let everything just go out, and it just say that it's gonna press. So everybody better just go when they best better be prepared for everything that the Zero Squad coming in. Tell everybody beware. No, it ain't no Zero Squad. I just gave too much because they ain't seen it yet. They ain't seen the squad yet. They ain't seen the new people that just say that we always been fit. They ain't seen it yet. No, they ain't seen me yet. Everybody just wanna talk. No, they ain't seen nothing yet. They ain't seen nothing. Yeah, they ain't seen nothing yet. So everybody just say, is this a test? No, it ain't no test, but they ain't seen it yet. Well, guess what? This is something coming from a bit. They ain't seen it yet. They ain't seen it yet. Yeah, they wanna talk, but they ain't seen it yet. Wanna talk about somebody, but they ain't seen it yet. All you niggas ain't seen it yet. All of them ain't seen it yet.
Yeah.
None of them.
Y'all better understand, man.
Y'all probably gonna see.
I don't play. AM don't play, man. We don't play. Everybody gonna see what we delay.
Thank you. I need you to be tender, 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 I need air all of a sudden feels very light. It's like looking up at the sky, and the sky is just enough. In the beginning there was the word, the message here is that important. Before it all there was the word, it is I am, we are the world. In the beginning there was the drum to carry all the words much further. Down the road to deliver the news to whosoever wants it come. Let the word not be far from me. Let the feeling come. Beautiful music for beautiful people. Beautiful music for beautiful people. Everybody has to know. I listen to the music that feeds my soul to free myself from the crooked. Though I walk into the valley, I am not without. It is I am. We are the world. Given that we love, no lack of love, love. Give it to yourself. Give yourself love, love. Beautiful music.
Live at the scene of the crime, and at this time
you see it on the news almost every day. Innocent people's lives endangered, threatened, and many times ended by criminals with no regard for human life. But you've made a decision to do more than just hope it never happens to you. You've made a decision to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones through your Second Amendment right. But what most gun owners don't realize is that being armed is far from enough to truly protect yourself. You see, in the unfortunate event that you are forced to use your firearm in a situation where your life, your family's life, or the lives of innocent bystanders are in imminent danger, the result often ends with handcuffs, jail time, and a long, expensive legal battle that can threaten you and your family's future. It's the very definition of unfair. After all, you are simply doing the right thing, acting in self-defense. So why are you the one being treated like a criminal? Why are you the one being punished? It doesn't have to happen this way. There is a solution.
Hi, I'm Tim Schmidt, president and founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I created the USCCA back in 2003 to offer concealed carry education, training, and self-defense insurance for responsibly armed Americans who are forced to use their gun to defend their loved ones. In these situations, the USCCA makes sure you're prepared and know exactly what to do. Over 200,000 USCCA members rely on us to instantly have their back no matter what time of day or what the situation is, protecting and advising them every step of the way. But as much as I'd love to tell you why you should join the USCCA, I think our members say it a lot better than I can.
My attorney fees were astronomical until the USCCA came to my rescue. One of the young ladies I spoke to says, let us take care of this for you. And I did feel a sense of calm at that point.
What we do here at the USCCA is we provide education, training, and insurance for responsibly armed Americans.
With the USCCA membership, all you have to do is make one call to our critical response team. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We will help you coordinate your attorney. We will get you out of jail. We'll get you home safe with your family. And we become your advocate to get you any resources that you need while you're fighting your battle.
Without the USCCA, we probably would have had to get a very big loan. We probably would have had to start selling some property. They were there and they took care of everything. And quickly.
That insurance also protects you at home, in your house, wherever you're at. Anything that has to do with a firearm, it covers you, period.
And that is upfront funding that you can use to hire the best attorney of your choice to get you home, to keep you safe.
I contacted the USCCA when I got to the police station. The first thing I did was, you know, I recorded a statement. And then I sat down and contacted USCCA, and I told them what happened. The USCCA provided me one of the best lawyers in the state of South Carolina.
The people who join the USCCA are law-abiding citizens. You doing the right thing shouldn't cost you everything.
I think what's really important, first and foremost, is complete peace of mind that you're legally and financially protected if you are involved in an act of self-defense.
It's like car insurance. I mean, you never want to be in a car accident, but it's something that's really good to have, you know, if that situation does arrive. It's just kind of like a guardian angel on someone's shoulder.
Our critical response team is trained, we're educated, we're all gun owners. We understand what it's like to carry that gun for personal protection, and we've helped hundreds of people with cases before.
We relate to them on a very personal level. You know, we are USCCA members. We don't just work here, we actually practice as well.
It's just important to me to make those personal connections that make them feel like they're part of our family, that 100% upfront, there for you mentality. We really are there to answer that call.
What the USCCA has proven to me that they can and will do, I'd put them right up there with health insurance. I'd put them right up there with auto insurance. And every month when I send them $30, I enjoy it because I know what they can do for me. And it's the best $30 I've ever spent.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe we have a right to protect ourselves and those we love. I know that you do too. I've worked tirelessly since 2003 to create an organization that is the gold standard in protecting, supporting, and serving our 200,000 USCCA members. As one gun owner to another, I encourage you to join the USCCA and experience firsthand how hard we work for you.
you do it with the Easy Boat.
Allow me to deliver my Energy Boat technique on the whole universe. As the fireball, energy ball floats from the sky, moving through the air, one individual will be able to possess the power that was near. When most dudes thought that he could stop everything that was coming in, they didn't know what was going on as the energy ball started moving through and moving across the sky everywhere around. Yo, one dude, an individual that could possess the power to hold the glow inside of them. Yo, inside of them and folding them, make them feel like, yo, I'm controlling them. With the flows that I've been representing, got the dome swollen up. Since everybody didn't understand what I'm getting ready to do, I'm getting ready to blow you out. Everybody thought they could stop me. It's another Kino White Lotus 2020. Yo, new breed, that means I'm the last of my breed. Why everybody thought that they could stop me as I begin to take my notes and go back into the class and I trained years ago. I'm talking about I trained in the cold, in the snow, in the heat, every season, yo. Just American to make it up in this space. So if anybody think they're gonna take it from me, you better off to go out and sell your soul. As I begin to control all these dudes I hit with the mad soul. Y'all thought y'all could stop the way I rap for shit. Mr. 239 rip apart anybody in contend the thing they could stop what I've been happening. Yo, that's every since night to acid. Been moving, traveling inside of me, got me moving. That's that, but I'm made to keep on going. Mr. 239 always be represent. I be keeping moving with my flow. Why everybody didn't think they could stop me? Everything that I was getting ready to do was make them feel like they gonna fall. All the way down to the ground as Mr. 239 grabs you up. They shoot you up with the slugs. Mr. 239 be representing as I keep coming through. I'm the last drug of my breed. Why most of y'all out there be trying to figure out why I mean to maintain to be on this old school. Man, I was born in 1979. That was the year that the City Hill game announced what they was gonna do. So that means I got the type of power to break you down and smash you in half. Making everybody feel like, yo, they getting feel like they getting kicked in the face. And as I be representing with the flow deep and moving, it's another White Lotus in the building. Yeah, when it was time for me to represent, everybody act like they didn't want to try to feel this. But yo, yo, try this new energy boat. A new energy boat getting across all y'all out there. Do it to us and stop everything that I've been doing. Man, I trained for years. I'm the last of my breed.
There won't be another one like me. Move it up.
I'm the last of my breed. As Mr. 239 come inside of the game and I smash them in half and crush them in half invisibly. Yo, I don't move in silence, I move in visible mode. Forget it, you used to call me Mr. Hollow Gum. Coming in when I be representing that beat, ricocheting back and forth and killing my contenders, smashing them. Make them feel like, yo, when I was coming through, yeah, the White Lotus and air attacked them, took them and smashed them. Oh, I done made the whole game explode just like I hit them with a 239 million fist. That's what I call a 239 million heart explodes to neck technique. all stages at night, rich and shoulders deep. As I begin to grip with my flow, it's called by the rules and knocking contenders out queasily, easily inside of the city. I'm a Murrow MC, why everybody thought that it could stop everything that I was coming through, man. Yo, who's that dude that invented that calling technique? Mr. 239, wherever I go, wherever I speak, I done rock bands from all across centuries, all generations, wherever I done been, I done ripped all types of round, different types of people, types of nations, type of people out there better understand. When I be representing, I come and represent. Man, I've been doing live performances. Man, I done did the World Congress Center. I done did a whole bunch of things that people didn't understand. Man, I was your number one headliner for the North Carolinas, all over South Carolina. Everybody should know when I use my power, when I be representing, making everybody feel like, yo, this is the energy that keeps on moving. Yeah, as I keep on going and keep on grooving.
Hey man, yeah, you know he brought back that slave.
Yeah,
he brought back that tough music. He so did.
Hey
yo man, who that is right there?
Yo, I done made these dudes get so heated that they done bust the thermometer. Yo, I'm the type of dude that made these dudes so mad that they bust the thermometer. Yeah, I'm the Mr. 239 that came in. Now all these dudes acting like they wanna get roughed up, acting like this is the reason for them to all say that they wanna try to come at the Mr. 239. Man, yo, check it, I've seen it. Yo, when it's time for me to represent, man, I got the mobster code that I've been living. Why everybody out here thought that they can stop me when I come in with my position? Yo, check it, I'ma tell y'all how big and how rich I'm getting ready to get. Man, I'm getting ready to be so rich y'all gon' think I have been in the bank. That's why I bust the thermometer on all these dudes like they getting them angry. We get the mad. Most of them be like, man, I can't even stand it. Yo, I get them mad that they bust the thermometer when they hear Mr. 239 come through, represent from the block or in the car, wherever I at, whatever I do in the scene, I keep it moving.
moving. Yeah, Mr. 239 coming through, making all y'all feel like what I'm getting ready to bring into the table. Gonna make everybody feel like, yo, I just leave y'all disabled. Everybody thought that they could stop the way that I represent. Yo, check it. When I've been coming through, making my moves, I don't hear nothing but numbers calculating. I'm rocking. Yo, that means I got to handle these dudes off so quick that most of them getting heated. They busting up their mamas to quick. Yo, most of these dudes busting up their mamas after they hit Mr. 239, spit out a great hit. They bust up the mamas. They busting up the mamas. They busting up the mamas. Yo, below zero, Mr. 239 told you young folks and jokers and whoever out there folks out there a long time ago that I came back from out the place. Every rhyme that I spit should have been like a little bit of mist, or maybe like some dew, because it means like the style that I spit has been like that ever since when I used to walk. I used to stay live all night and morning like the dew on the ground. When it's coming around, most people trying to figure out, looking for a dangerous hip-hop hit. This is the one, come and check it out. Yo, my style is so solid like concrete. That means the prints are in the concrete. That means when I get ready to spit rhymes inside the beat, I leave nothing but rhymes with me. Yo, I make a lot of dudes bust a thermometer when they hear Mr. 239 come in doing what he doing. Yo, check it. Yo, y'all, time is up. I make dudes bust a thermometer going all the way up to the top of their head. Most of these dudes I hit a lost they sense, trying to figure out how to manage what's my next invention. Yo, my next invention got something to do with a whole bunch of lyrical deposits. I'm talking about for most dudes that get told that they can stop everything, man. I've been known to hit with rock heads, good heads, always back and forth. And I told y'all my style is solid. Yo, it goes and turns to fluid. Why most dudes thought that they can stop everything I came through with? Yo, check it. Mr. 239 made him bust the thermometer. Word up.
You know what? I ain't got nothing to say about.
Yeah, you
nothing.
Don't, do you?
I sure don't.
Man, you know what? What the?
Yeah, get him, Mark. Get him now. You are now in tune to the super famous Merc Era 39 Show 8 Viral, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind.
Hey man, you know what man, I'ma tell you, I want something right there.
Yeah,
I want that right there, I want that. You know what, you better got yourself away from me. You better got away from me right now. Hey, who are you? My name is Mr. Gotcha, I told y'all man, y'all better get away from me man. Every time I'm in a darn casino, y'all always trying to make me mad man. I told you man, sit down man, sit down. Man, you know, I ain't think I was gonna do that man. You know what, I heard a rumor that all his money buried every business under man. They couldn't do nothing else man. You know what, you run your mouth too much. Leave the treasury business to the treasury.
Pop you back and forth out of life.
Oh.
Y'all get up out the seat and continue grooving now. Clap your hands, everybody around. If it's somebody sitting down, yo, you better stand up. Cause only advice I can give you is, the best advice I can give you is, just wave, wave, everybody. The best advice I can give you is, just wave, I'ma give y'all in. Get up and start clapping your hands and leave all your problems outside the door and make sure you keep on partying. I'm talking about forget about all the things that happened and all the stress that you've been living, all the things you've been going through, and just get up and just keep on moving. Release yourself, release all the energy, give the positive energy. MR.239 in the building, represent that AMB. I know y'all gon' feel the energy from him. Yeah, he be representing. I am Atomic Master coming through, and all y'all out there know what time it is. Partying with your mask on, no matter what. I got the best advice I can give you is, just wait, wave, everybody. The best advice I can give you is what? Just wave, everybody. Best advice, yeah. Y'all come on, everybody from the right to the left, to the back, and the front. Everybody get up and do your little step, do everything that keeps you going. I'm talking about things that make you feel good inside and release that energy out there, provided, like I said, the best advice I can give y'all is just wave, everybody. The best advice I can give y'all is just wave, everybody. Yeah, y'all know this is the last time for y'all to get out and party. Release all that stuff that's inside your head. I'm talking about keep on moving, keep on doing what you're doing. If you like to get up and dance, if you like to get up with that drink in your hand, and if you like to get up and do whatever it is that make you feel good, do it. Best advice I can give you is just wave, everybody. The best advice I can give you is just wave.
Yo, you now tune into WIBSradio.com, and we got a guest in the building. What's up, guest? Everybody know who you is, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Man
from San Francisco. What's up, man?
Yo, what up, homie? What's going on with you? Let everybody know your link.
I got a radio show that comes on every Wednesday on Blackout Radio from 4 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The telephone number is 319-527-6196. If you want me to play your songs on my show, you send it to redheadron48@gmail.com. And I have open slots for co-hosting and interviewing on my show coming up in May and June of this year. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under All Meth Posse. So you can come to call. I give all underground artists a chance to promote and get their music out there and talk about hip hop. You know, talk about anything. You don't necessarily have to talk about hip hop. You can talk about anything. You know. So that's my show. It's not a debate show, so everybody's opinions count on my show. So this ain't Ricky Lake or nothing like that. So we're not going to get into no big thing going back and forth. No. We listen to your opinion. Even though we don't like your opinion, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's your opinion. Everybody has a voice on my show. So you know, come in and we're going to clown you because we don't like your opinion. That's not my show. We don't have no drama on my show either. So, yeah. So that's what I promote, hip-hop. That's what I do. I come from Brooklyn, New York, the mecca of hip-hop when hip-hop started. And I'm just not impressed with what's going on in hip-hop no more. So that's why I started rapping about 5 years ago. Because I didn't like the direction of how hip-hop was going. And I was insulted and feel disrespected and embarrassed of how they took our art form and just, I don't know what to say no more. You know, I'm just disappointed and insulted. You know what I'm saying? And this direction of how our meat art form went from having some rap skills, talent, and flow to shake your ass, take off your clothes, put on a costume, and you call that hip-hop, I'm insulted. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not how the hip-hop was supposed to come out. And then you got the OGs out here just not telling, I mean, just supporting this garbage. And that's the one I'm mad at, because the OGs is the one that they're just, man, this is one of my brothers. That's it.
Yeah, well, I feel the same way. Because, I mean, this hip-hop thing officially was basically about us representing the culture and about us, you know what I mean, you know, talking about, you know, what we came from, what we, you know, what we've been through and how hip-hop played a special position, and it was ours. It was a savior for most of us that really didn't have too much, you know, and really didn't too much have nothing to grow up with, man. You know what I mean? And it kind of like took the place, if I can say this, it took the place of if any of us out here was lost some loved ones or somebody that was a big inspiration to us. You know what I mean? From my point of view, hip hop took that position to kind of like, you know, kind of like babysit us, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know what I mean? Kind of like just took that upper thing to let us, that was like something that we did to keep us uplifted, and it was all about the feeling, the soul, and the spirit. Man, that's what I like about show music. Now, I mean, I played like two of your joints last night, but I saved that one called God One, I think, for tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, So if you introduce that one, man, we'll play that one for you and we'll play that one for the audience and everybody and stuff, and just hang out here on the show, man, and you know what I mean,
the inspiration behind the song is because we all have God in our life, so we should put him first, and anytime when you make a song, right? So that was the first song I went to the studio and made, because that's what I have to give credit to God first. And I'm so blessed because I'm cancer-free. I'm third-stage cancer-surviving in remission. And without God, I wouldn't have been able to come through what I did. But that's what basically, we start our show like that, too. When we perform, we start off with that song, because you always give credit to the man that gave us a chance to breathe and gave us life, you know what I'm saying? So that was behind the basic. I'm not going to get into to religion, but that's what basically was the song. That's what basically made the song. Because that was the first song we went in to record. That was the first song I actually went in to record. in the studio and record it.
Cool, man. I was sleeping with GLD.
That's what basically what it is. It's simple. Ain't no ya ya in it. Ain't none of that woo 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 in it. You can understand exactly what I'm saying. Because that's what hip hop was. Not that woo woo, not that ya ya, not that woo. Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that what's in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So we understand exactly what you say, exactly what I'm saying in this song. So thank you for praying.
Right.
And I appreciate it. Thank God for you, brother.
Well, I'm glad you reached out, man, because, I mean, we have been, me and my cousin have been making this movement for so long and making songs for so long and doing stuff. And with me being, like, 42 years old, I mean, a lot of people thought that maybe that we had lost it just because we had went to red carpets and did we opened up for EPMD, Paris Smith, Daz Effects, Redman back in, it was like back in 2012, and we did a show at Club 11 and everything, and I mean, a lot of people kind of lost the direction of where hip hop was so supposed to been at. You know what I mean? And it's like, what really got to me during the time when we came, me and my cousin, we had came out, which is he on the phone with me right now. When we had came out, we was bringing that music, and everybody was saying that we sounded like we was in the 90s era or in the old era. And you can you believe they was like telling us that we was not going to survive with it? We weren't going to be able to have nobody was going to want us to perform because our music was, it was just too, you know, too 90s, too old school for them. And I was like, man, whatever, I'm going to just keep going. I'm going to just keep going. I'm not going to change because everybody else changed. It was once upon a time.
That's what Sony told me too. I went to Sony with the same thing like you said. That's what I'm saying. When I went to Sony, they say, yeah, your music is dope. I like what you're talking about, but you ain't going to promote that stuff because that's not what's out there right now, so we're not going to play your music. You know, when you change your music, come back to us when you change your music. We love your music and everything. We know you hip-hop, but we just not selling that stuff. You know, and that's the start of it, so you ain't the only one. No, there's some major record labels out there doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The problem is we let the white folks take our shit and took some money. You know what I'm saying? We've sold out for money. We sold out for the money. You want me to keep it real with you? We sold out for the money. We gave up that ass for the cash. Motherfucker. We gave up that ass for the cash. We gave up our art form for the cash. We had an art fund that we built from the ground zero for free. That's what I'm mad at. You want to tell me what I'm mad at? Because we built this thing for free, and look how we charging people $500 to perform. Broke motherfuckers to perform. We black. Yeah. How you gonna charge black folks that's broke? $500. Now, if you charge $100, you could imagine how many people would perform.
Yeah.
You charging people $500. What are we going to do? We're going to sell dope. We're going to rob somebody. We're going to take penitentiary chances. You asking black folks to pay $500 to perform. I know damn well black folks ain't got $500 to give you.
Exactly. Well, most of the time, most of us can't even hardly really pay our damn rent and all that and be struggling and going through dealing with, you know what I mean, it was well enough about the pandemic and well enough about the little bit of money that people was trying to give us, and it seemed like, you know what I mean, the way I look at it, sometimes it seemed like when it comes to money, it's like, hell, you know, people always trying to run out there like rats for the damn cheese, running for the cheese and then getting trapped up in the damn trap. You know what I mean? I ain't mean to put it like that, but...
But they can't count, you see, because you can't make money off of broke motherfuckers. Learn how to count. How the hell you gonna try to make money off of me and I'm broke? How you gonna come up? You can't count. ABC 1, 2, 3. Martin said, "Have a dream." Go to school and learn how to count. How you gonna make money off of somebody for $10? And I only got $10. And you only gonna get $10 from me. How you coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's just crazy. And then especially
be a damn fool. Martin said, go have Martin and Tay to go buy some Nikes. Martin told you go to school and get a dream. We stole out. We went to buy some goddamn Nikes instead of picking up a book.
Yeah.
Buy children a Madden instead of buying them a book. We buy our children's cell phones instead of buying a book.
Yeah, we buy them games instead of teaching them. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
So you don't have to deal with them. You could put them in the corner, let them play the fucking thing, and don't teach them nothing. Don't take them nowhere. Don't play basketball with them. Don't take them to the park. Don't take them to the museum. You give them a $300 phone and wondering why he over there putting texting naked pictures to women on the goddamn internet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Word, man. That's definitely.
That's what hip hop. That's what I write in my raps. That's what you're gonna hear. That's what I'm gonna talk about. I ain't gonna talk about shaking my ass.
Exactly.
That's not what's going on right now. We ain't partying, goddamn it.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing funny about this motherfucking rap game. Ain't nothing joke. Y'all motherfuckers for the joke. Go watch TV. Growing up hip-hop, life after lockup. Look at what's on television. What we represent ourselves on television. We black. Motherfuckers, they don't respect us no more.
No. Right about that. Well, that's what's up, man. Introduce your name again, man. Let everybody know who you is and let them know for sure. And then we're going to play your song then, man. Just stick around and then we're going to buzz you back in, man, after we play some more music, after we play your song.
Yeah, well, I'm the original B-Boy, Brooklyn Finest. Grew up in New York City, like I said, to make a hip-hop. I have a radio show. I'm living in California right now, but I'm born and bred. So I always got New York in my blood, even though I live in San Francisco. I'm New York, true and true. And on my song, you get ready to play my song, G.O.D. I got that.
Definitely. That's what's up. Well, let me turn this down. They always do that when it comes to 8:30. Let me just stay on the phone, man. I'm going to turn this thing down. All right, it turned down. But that's what's up, man. And everybody, y'all definitely rocking with the WIBSRadio.com radio station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Well, we definitely got the OG up in the building with us right now, and we about to play a song right now. And y'all know what it is, man. We're going to be back after this, and he going to be – just stick around with us, man. You can stick around here as long as you want, man. And, Yeah, we normally have a little freestyle, a little hip-hop session through here, and I got some beats on here. So we gonna play your song, and then we're going to come back, man. That's what's up.
All right, I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I used to smoke like a freight train. Say, check this out, homie, can you feel my pain? Madness reigns all up in the hood. While my young people's out there so misunderstood. That's why I'm down with G.O.D. and he got my back. Cause look at me now, I'm on a different track. Cause only God is the man that put me into a different place. Check out my music cause I come with the bass. The bam and the boom, this is what we come real soon. Ormiff and Posse and straight up is all up in your room. Coming back, dropping the lyrical rhyme. Check out my music cause it's coming back right on time. Me and Ormiff and straight up is all up in your spot. Cause we coming back now, cause we coming back with the classic hip hop. Now we back, cause God only have our way. Check out my music cause we have a lot of things to say.
Are you down? With G.O.D. 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 Are you down? With
with G-O-D. I'm asking God, why do I have to live like this? Could you at least grant me just one more wish? This world is spinning way too fast. At night, I go to sleep wishing it would pass. But when I wake up in the morning, all I do is get mad. It's like, Lord, have mercy on my soul. As I read the Bible, I see the prophecies unfold. I see the Armageddon heading in, and ain't that nice? Are we living for the day or are we living to die? Ain't no unity left, I'm about to lose my breath. Can we handle the truth or are you scared of death? Knowledge is king, so let the king reveal. I'm hitting hard like a hammer with the heart of steel. I got rhymes for the rich, rhymes for the poor. And if you don't like my rhymes, we can step outdoors. And most of all, hold your hands up and praise the Lord. Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
Yeah, I get on my knees and pray every day, cause I thank the Lord who put me on this earth today. Cause he walked me out the darkness, he brought me into the light. Cause I walk around here and I thank you, Jesus Christ. Cause he died on the cross and rose on the third day. Cause there's so many eyes that he had to pay. He had to understand the plan, for God had it in his hand. Talk about the things that he never did understand. Cause he opened his eyes and he opened up our heart. Cause just check out my music, cause I come from the start. Cause only God is the man that put me in a different place. Check out my music, cause I come up all up in your face. Are you down with G-O-D and you're down with me? Cause I am the man that he done set free. Cause only the man put me all up in the spot. Cause this is the music and I just don't stop.
Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. He holds the key to the bottom of the pit where the old devil sits here. I'm here to let you know that I got plenty flow. And if you was in on a dream, don't ever let it go. We on the same height, yeah, I got what you like. And you can catch me on the bus or on a higher heights. I went to Israel, yeah, that's right across the street. I went to New York and got myself a couple. We gon' be here, homie, like the constellation Orion. We gon' walk on water like Jesus did before dying. We gon' rise from the dead with a halo over our head. I thank Elijah Muhammad, cause I believe what he said. Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. Boy, you gon' see the revelation unfolding. And the moments are golden. I'ma give you some game and leave your whole brain frozen. Say G-O-D. Everybody say, are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
Walking on me. Father, protect all beings. He said, I got you, baby. My family, the water's like a bloodline thing. And when you think it's getting hard, the rap is taking, you're scared, oh my Lord.
Say G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D. Put your hands up. G-O-D. Everybody say G-O-D. I
gotta
say G-O-D.
Everybody
say G-O-D.
I get lost.
Say G O D. Everybody say G O D. I
get lost. Get lost. I get lost. I get lost. I get lost.
Told me to say it and do it, and all y'all don't like the way I do it.
I'ma put y'all to sleep, I'ma Virgo quick.
Wondering what they following what? They ain't even following me. I don't need a Twitter page, cause don't nobody need to follow me. So I gotta keep my words as my bun. That me, my words are bun. Everything that I say is many that regret. Many things that they said a long time ago, but they still see me. Just to see as we can see with WIP, word and ball records, that's always been my team. No, it ain't no theme, but we always got a theme song. Currency finality, that means we going all the way across the globe. And all the women, yes, behold, it is me that they ever never had or never will hold. Keep it up.
G-Wonder. Z-Wonder, where'd it go?
Check it, I know now they know King though. Know me as Master Ruler, Major Whispering, yo, Mr. 239, rip up in the show. Get up in the club, do it in the Benny Negro. Do it in the World Congress, easy, yo. All your MCs know about Kino, he keep moving, yo. Casino flow.
Casino flow, now they see us getting casino dough. No, not casino dough, but as many that know that we smuggling the CDs. Who else smuggling like us? No, they ain't like the WIB. We spark the light, pass the light, pass the
yeah, yeah, y'all know, yeah, we get ready to pass and grab the mic. Y'all know what time it is, everybody can take their ass home, it's over the night.
Say it, girls, even wonder.
Z-Wonder, yeah, they all wondering now, wondering like how, man.
God can make a change, man. When he make a change, everybody just notices it. Just block my Facebook.
And look at that happening, man.
G-Wonders, man.
Leave a one.
Yeah,
G-Wonders. Leave a one.
Hey, man, I got something.
Hey, man,
to talk
you ever
to
had a situation,
about,
man, where somebody wanted you to prove something that you could prove, man?
Yeah.
Like you accomplished something?
Yeah,
man, I had one of those.
You know what I mean? They don't believe it, man. It's like, it's in front
man.
Of them.
People always want proof. Well, I'ma prove it. Look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof. I look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof. I look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof. I look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof.
What kind of proof,
what proof,
man?
Proof that I rise above and look in the eyes of hate. Man, let's see, let's take this back to them times when I go in and claw this off my plate. About how I made $3 million hit in 2014. And people try to act like they wanna ignore. Man, ain't no way to ignore me, man, because I'm getting woke up back and forth. I'm talking about from the dude from the Sugar Hill Gang. All I can keep hearing him say is, don't stop. Before he died and went down into the grave and went to heaven. I look and keep making my moves. While a lot of dudes thought that they could stop me from smiling, man, I paid my dues. And plus I rise in the eyes of jealousy. You don't believe me, proof. Look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof. And I look in the eyes of hate, smell
keep on moving. I'm talking about, man, what? Y'all thought I was gonna stop? Just because I walked around the red carpet, just because I used to be in a group, and we talking about times that I didn't even have too much to do or didn't have too many people around me. A lot of people knew when it was time for Mr. 239. A lot of people cooked up ground beef, wanna bring beef at me, wanna come at me, try to stop me when I came with that street. Man, I've been that hip-hop, I'm talking about that real hip-hop a long time ago. A lot of people identify Kino as new hip-hop, yo. I was in the new hip-hop era. I'm the one that invented so many things that a lot of people started comparing. And better yet, well, how would you feel if you're on your own team? Look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of jealousy, and rise in the eyes of doubt. I know I'm gonna do it through food. Look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Through food, through food, through food. Poo-poo, look in the eyes, I smell in the eyes, I rise in the eyes, man.
Hey,
y'all don't believe me?
Jealousy.
Come on, man.
Doubt.
Look how the proof improved, man.
Word
is born records.
Studio
WIB All-Stars in the building. In the building. Believe it, proof.
You are now in tune into super famous Merc Era 79 Show 8 Virals. Wham!
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud. They ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud. They ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come in with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and fell into the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
hey, look around, we done ran for the cash. Locked on the corner, just selling that dope. Our young people got hung on a rope. Say, check the statistics, millions never made it, gone too soon. Count to seven digits, the world gone ballistic. Runners ran for their lives, caught in an explosion. Check the American pride, hatred reigns supreme. What's really going on? The chickens have came home to roost. Check your tampon, man up, stand up. You better check your children, too many found in the system. Made the wrong decision, pay the price for the next generation. The struggle will continue, democracy's a cold teacher. Check the menu, without so-called jobs. We at the bottom of the pile, shooting dope in our face. And our nation's gone fuck wild.
We're so, 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 so serious. We're so young, so serious,
so serious.
We're so, 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 so serious,
so serious.
We're so, 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 so,
I'm so serious about what I do. So serious, I don't know about you. So serious about the flows I got, and I'ma live to be a legend like Biggie and Pop. Talk about the struggle, cause that's what it is. You hear me talk about the motherland, cause that's where we live. How can we change the world when we can't change ourselves? So what you waiting on? We already living in hell. But if you got it in your blood and it's flowing through your veins, then it is what it is and ain't nothing gon' change. I'ma put it in God's hand. We came from the motherland, shackled and chained. 10,000 miles we came, I ain't gon' never forget. We always born with a gift, and I'ma keep on rapping till my body gets stiff. Put my foot to the pedal, it's in a stir and a rebel. With a man on a mission, we don't need no one for mission. We're so serious.
We're so, 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 so serious. We're so young, so serious,
so serious.
We're so, 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 so serious,
so serious.
We're so, 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 so serious.
Hip-hop, 20 songs of the past. Yo, it was made to last. Run, run, DMC, Houdini, Curtis Blow, they came with serious death flows. Keeping our history alive through the language of rap. I'm stating the facts, it wasn't all about the money. Selling out our form for the cash, man, that's not funny. This is my point, hip-hop was created to talk about the struggle. But instead we do the hustle in society to make a place a lasting home. While Mike and Martin, they stood alone. Trying to bring about change with dignity and pride. As many of us know, we felt the pain as we stood our ground during the days of segregation and demonstration. We came together creating a black nation. Now nothing's left to keep us together as a people. This is how we ended up in this sequel. Man, that's serious.
So serious. We're so, so, so.
Everybody don't even know what it really takes to go and just rhyme on it.
the mic, and everybody just say it's tight. Nah, it's alright. Everybody just wanna talk about everybody in the industry. We've been through this. Guess what? We ain't new to this.
So till I am. Yeah, so till I am. Everybody, till I am. Everybody, till I am. Come on, till I am. Come on, till I am. Come on, till I am. Yo, y'all know about how 239 you with. Wait a minute, a lot of people used to say that I was one of the greatest. Wait a minute, not the greatest. Wait a minute, legendary veteran. Y'all know about me, yeah. I got the flow that bring the healing like medicine. All your MCs wanna come up paddling, meddling with all types of nonsense. Things that be coming at these kids conscious. Be making them feel like they want what y'all got. But y'all got stuff that's been renting. Don't even think about trying to come up and be presenting. All that fakeness, that falseness, all that stuff that y'all be calling sin is this. Y'all need a switch before it gets took away. There it is for all you MCs that they're thinking that your money and your cars and your gold and your jewelry gon' keep protecting y'all. Y'all get ready to see. So feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F. Everybody, come on, feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Feel like F. Feel like F. Feel like F.
And say they can't feel us, feel the record play. Everybody just wanna go to a record company and they don't wanna stay. Well guess what, I'm at my place. Anybody wanna get set with a meal, you could be on the platter, you call that a hot deal. Well guess what, we just keep it and we keep the feel. We keep the soul, we keep it going gold. So it's never told, we keep it foretold. For a second rhymes, yeah we know it's going, it just mold. Yeah like it's team touch, I just don't even care about anybody, what they say and what they wanna go about. Yeah, nigga, like I told them, they can just go
and pound. Feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. F, 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 F. So feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come along, feel like F. Feel like F. Feel like F. F, F, F. Yo, me, I had to make moves, keep stepping, moving in, call me energy. I had negative energy, try to come at me and prevent me from presenting who I really be. So feel my F, everybody know how I come and I reveal myself. A lot of people used to say, yeah, you should've killed yourself. Wait a minute, how can I kill myself? It's living an instrument. Y'all need to feel my F. When I come off, let them know when it's time for me to let it off like a gun off. Everybody with guns on, get done for. Y'all MCs out there, y'all done embarked. Feel my F. Come on, come on, feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F. Feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F. Every time you turn around, you may find a significant one out here. Yeah, don't like it when another man get paid to appear. What's really the power inside him? All you haters are out there. You need to sit back and just stop trying to hate on the next man that got another plan and transaction in his hand or a transcript in his hand. I'm telling you, when you see a hater, you better run from him.
But confront him at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, you need to hear me, man. Word up. You need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 All black, by Chevy. Two in the front, two in the black. Black mask in the back, on the right side.
talking lead paint, taking lead bread face. Leave the leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets in the shell. Blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop till they body look pushing like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I fix, chop the pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my motherfucking image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money.
Come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk by my office. I step cautious, I don't wanna walk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace queen, my name is Dad Wu. I don't know you, but I always see you coming through. I took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooked curry shrimp and she loved kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you, but you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true, we don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing could replace you.
What up, Mario? I know you've been sweating, Mr. Two, the way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and Drew, and I represent it with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up, yo, she was his name, the nickname was Sleeping Beauty. You got a mute from Mr. Two, and I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man, got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap her on the shoulder and say, by the way, mom, what's your name?
She said her name Dean.
She said, you can call me D. I what? Said, D, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean, delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the engine of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she owns. And she's passing to me as I pass it off to her. Say, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. I said, ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Word? How far?
Way back. Back into time.
Alright, I'm down. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah. Boy, baby. Mean on the ground. Back in the days, Rush Lady used to break dance, graffiti's on the walls, everybody used to spray can. KRS was rocking the mic. Had the whole South Bronx jumping around all night. Hustlers, drug dealers, pimps and chicks. Everybody with their rope chains and sillies and wigs. Gucci tag on the rag top and that was it. Playing Run DMC, my Adidas, that was a hit. So niggas started rapping, attacking, rapping the mics. This shit didn't rapping, rapping up in the sights. Battling each other from block to block, just to see who was the best at making a beat to bop. Not knowing that this game was changing the hip hop. Crack rocks, everybody selling up in the hood. Big slash for 10 and it was all really good. So you can understand the ways of the old school.
It's how we did it in the Bronx. And now we have it dunk. How we did it in the Bronx.
And the Magnificent.
And now we have it dunk.
I was top locking, on the microphone rocking. And all the player haters were on the side jocking. I carried crates, I knew I had to elevate. So I started making music in studios that were great. The room was on fire, that was one. Was followed behind the request line, and I wasn't done. They had empty battles back in the days. And plus B-boy battles, and who the best DJ. The Blackface, Peacemaker, and Shingalings were even out there in the park doing their thing. Apache was one of the things for the B-boys. But Sex Machine got them on hype for them to destroy. Roller skaters, they even played a major part. They were doing incredible moves that were hard. The hustle then, I would never forget. They had a brother by the name of Slick Watts who was on the set.
It's how we did it in the Bronx. And know we have it thunk. It's how we did it in the Bronx. No, we
been a B-boy lover since back in the day. Even dabbled with techniques and scraps like a DJ. Started with writing. You call it graffiti, moved on to MC and Godzilla in the city. I'm a beast. So nitty, so gritty, kids thinking old school is Tupac and Biggie. I was only 17 when they got killed. So many rappers going from Bloodsville, way before Nick Cannon and Wildin' Out. I was vibing on a bus to the Bronx, no doubt. Rock steady reunion, party on the pier. Close your eyes and imagine the atmosphere. Got my black book signed by the one and only guru. Rest in peace, fam, your son's fit to Huru. I saw Supernatural and C-Rays, Wall Street, silent in a cypher. They gave it their all.
It's how we did it in the Bronx. And know we haven't sung. It's how we did it in the Bronx. And know we haven't sung.
Loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte for Rob Ott or Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all back in tune into WIBSRadio.com.
Yeah.
The station where reality smacks you in the face and knocks you in behind. Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, my dude, you ready for this session, man? You ready for this hip-hop freestyle session, man? You know, I got a nice package of beats on. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
All right. I just want to make sure the beat ain't up too loud. I'm gonna check to see. Let me know if the beat is all right or is it too loud. If it's too loud, I'll start it over. Is that just right or is it too loud? Is that good? You want me to turn it down and start it over?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, it's good?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, oh man, for coming with the serious sounds. I'm coming with the music that I wanna get down. No longer can I hip hop, them flip-flop, dropping me out the box. Now I wanna tell you about my name. This is what I'm talking about, it's changing the game. The game is so lame, all up in the spot. Now you calling me hip hop, jumping out the spot a lot. We coming real fast. Now we making the mad dash. And I don't put no foot in your ass and tell you what you have to do. I'm from the past, I came from the past.
Your best fact check, go.
Yeah, nothing but a straight hip-hop is smashing in the dome. Matter of fact, everybody better just stay at home and just write down something that just comes straight from the heart and just keep coming pure. Everybody just water down now, just like water down in a gas tank. Can't even make it to make it to the state. Everything what they wanna go with their mind state. I just breaking the pieces and everybody just see that it's nothing but the hot tech. Like I'm gonna need for speed. That means it's me to kill. Everything that a nigga just go and just sticking with the steel. Nothing but the hard steel that could kill anybody that can think that they just can come and real. Keep coming with the hip hop, make the dish flop. That mean all they bitch wanna flop in the game. Everybody just say that it don't never change.
It never changed. Mr. 239, the best stack tackler, my dude old school in the building. For all y'all out there, know that yo, we building instead of destroying. While most rappers in the game are about a whole bunch of distorting and destroying. And they taking the hip-hop name and trying to rearrange it. Trying to make it look like it's something else. Kind of like trying to change men and make them putting on tight jeans quick. And back in the days, men was wearing baggy jeans and Timberland boots. But nowadays you see dudes wearing all types of other type of things. What happened to the suits? The suits wearing around and walking around calling ourselves big boss men and making moves it quick and coming to the places. And we was the ones that was making a meaning with our name. We was the ones that was standing out and telling everybody where we came and where we became and where we was getting ready to go. Man, we always prophesied on things that was going to happen in the future before anybody in the past and the past it would know. That's the reason why we dressing them up with flow. This is hip hop and this is how it's supposed to go. Yeah.
How it's supposed to go. Everybody just say that it's going on a fast note. Pass note. Everybody just say everything that they wrote. Can't go off the brain. You can't keep it original. They just want to go and they just want to picture the flow. Picture us and the way we go. Go with the flow.
You're a bunch of thugs. You son of a bitch.
Hey, yo, my man, you here? It's all you, baby. We got an original B-boy in the building. You ready to get with some old man? Let's do it.
Yeah. These crack babies got they test on leaking when a real motherfucker's leaking. We the one that taught you how to say ho and say pimp. Now you walking around here limp. I gotta fit you up some gumbo, some my grandma's gumbo with some shrimp.
smell that soul food for your bones. That's why we come from a different ozone layer. Black Buddha in the Asia, the Himalayas, you know what I'm saying? DNA missing, you know, we some kings and queens. You know what I mean? Look at you, you all on the TV screen, wearing Maybelline, butt naked on the stage. Now I'm on outrage. Hip hop ain't never been the same. They done changed the game. They got the pitch. That's why I get on the mic and say, damn, they done switched. Look, what happened? They running their mouth and they got their mouth clapping. They talking loud and saying shit. That's why I get on this mic and tell you what it's time to get down with. Real motherfuckers that real with the real flow. That's why you high class hoe all on the show. Ain't got no flow.
That's right, they ain't got no flow. And some of them, you waste their time and just to go out and try to pretend like they have flow. But they know when it's time for what to go.
You wrote me a Juliet all up on the ladder. You need to get yourself a ladder. You know what I'm saying? With all that chit-chatter. We taught you how to get some pussy. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. How you say ho before
Holiday.
Us? How you say temp before us?
Yeah. And Fat Checklist, you next up.
Told him how to get some pussy. Matter of fact, told him how to even go and lick the pussy. That mean just go to lick it for the sticky. Just like on booty calls. Yeah, just like I just went porn. Everybody just say, yeah, it's nothing but porn that you see in the pornography. A woman wanna see something, they just say, just send me a picture and I come and see. Then they be like, I want to see the money. Nah, they can't get no money. It's funny, women, they play you for a dummy. Yeah, they know that it's just going from the tummy. No, I'm just gonna blast it like a tummy. Yeah, knocking nigga brains out of system. Everybody just say yes, the wisdom. Spit with the ism. That mean everybody just say yeah, just spark it up. Yeah, we just light it up. We go on the stand up. Yeah, we stand niggas up and we just set to blast them.
Set to blast them. Yo, throw all the whack rappers in the trash, son. Yo, they know when it's time for the AM fleet to come through, and yeah, we be representing their reaching, and we representing right now with my dude, this original B-boy, and he been doing this way before most of these little young little niggas been grabbing microphones. These little niggas ain't even pumping the pistols off the face of their phone, off the face of their phone, off the face of their dome, being told these dudes came out ripping the show. Man, the dudes right here really know what this hip-hop is always been about. This is the reason why they paved the way. See, people need to give respect to the ones that paved the way. But nowadays, they forget about who paved the way. They try to act like they the only ones paved the way. No, check it. Old school dudes were the ones that paved the way. So you need to respect and give them homage. Get these dudes, they flowers quick. And they roses on before they start snatching them. Man, forget it. Yo, dudes from the old school deserve to have the big gigantic pile of the roses given to them. While most niggas be out here say, yo, you should give somebody a baby a few roses while they here. Now check it. The old school hip-hop dudes deserve to have the whole big gigantic rose store. Meaning when I bring this more, meaning that y'all need to give respect when it's due. When it's time for us to represent, man, we showing y'all what time it is, how it's supposed to go. Man, you're supposed to give respect to the ones that's been here be way before your time. And most people don't understand that. Most of these rappers, they blind. Yo, some of them get blind by the glitter. Some of them get blind by the glare. Some of them get blind by the car. Some people get blind by the money in the cash that people try to flash in front of them. Like, sometimes people are like, man, I ain't gonna change, I won't change, but yo, check it. Nowadays, dudes walking around wearing gold chains worth $150,000, man, come on. If I had $150,000, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and invest into myself. I'm going to invest into Word is Born Record Studio. I'm going to invest. I'm going to put it back into the company like it's supposed to go. Well, most of these dudes walk around with all these chains around their neck. And then some dudes be like trying to challenge people. Be like, yo, I bet that chain they wearing ain't really real. Well, yo, check it. I'd rather wear something that's rare than to wear something that's gigantic prices of money that I could went out and bought maybe a few houses in a car and a vehicle. Plus, put my kids to school. I got a 15-year-old about to be 16-year-old. I got a 4-year-old getting ready to be a 5-year-old. I got a 7-year-old, well, 6-year-old getting ready to be a 7-year-old. So check it. Man, I got a plan in the future for my both of them. I got 2 little girls and a son. So that means I got to keep on doing what I have to do. And at the same risk, man, I got a life-threatening disease that I'm fighting. They're trying to come on and conquer quick. But, yo, dealing with sports, physical therapy to keep me back on my mold and keep me doing what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, AM Fleet in the building. Got my old school dude in the building with me. Got him up in the building with us, boy. Yo, this is a session y'all don't want to miss, man.
The mic, the beat, and the stage. That's what we was talking about. That's real. That's how we used to do it. You had to get battles, you get this before you made a hip hop. See, we got to confuse. You need to tell the truth. Yeah, you know the rules. You had to rap, you had to freestyle before you got on the mic. Hello. Well, that knick-knack before the crack, before you got up on your back. That's why you talking that smack. You need to pull your pants up. Enough is enough. Signs are tough. The coronavirus got people stealing money. That ain't a damn thing. When the sun don't shine on my side of the fly. We still pop in the pile. Still our children going fuck wild. Look at TV throwing up hip-hop. Like that.
Hey man, we must got a lot of people listening because they keep cutting out. Y'all hit it, beat cutting out and it all play out like that.
Yeah,
that mean a lot of people. Hey,
yo,
old school, man, you hit a beat doing that, man. That mean that
rhyme must
be
living
right now.
The rats and roaches don't even come up in the alley. I'm still broke, still living poverty. Can't watch growing up hip hop. Coach crackhead done stole my color TV. No job, no money. Still can't move out. Still ain't got no choice. Still ain't got no voice. Still a jungle sometimes. Makes me wonder why it took me one month of going up. What?
Yeah. Yeah, hip-hop stay off the top, yeah, blast the top, let me knock your top off. Everybody just say, yeah, the nigga just gonna drop off like a bomb just get dropped down the sky like a MP going by. Everybody just remember that we're A-S-B. That mean everybody just looking at the abbreviations of the name. You know that we don't never play no games. Look at the abbreviations of the A-M Fleet. Atomic Mass, that's nothing but the masses that just go against them. Everybody just say, yeah, they just go against them. Pistol, yeah, the niggas just say that is the nigga going like the pistol. Life is just striking, man, I'm just striking. Striking anybody just like lightning. That mean it's hitting their soul. Hitting everything that is just gonna leave them gone. Everything that's just going so blown. Yeah, I'm just going like that. I'm just going in my life that's been so stoned. Like I'm just getting stoned with like people just wanna throw stones at you. And they just wanna just laugh at you. But the niggas know that these niggas see that it's gonna shock them. Shocking like Pikachu. Yeah, shout out to Pikachu. Yeah, she always doing what she do.
Yeah.
Yo, check it. We stay on that real hip-hop, and you know, we don't ever change it. Man, it's been like this ever since I came through the building. Man, a lot of people used to tell me and my crew when we came through, man, yo, why you rhyming like that? You need to change what you say. You need to change the way your beat going. You need to change the way you rhyming. It's too old school, man. It ain't gonna be lasting. Man, well, let's see. It's another century. What is this, 2022? And I'm still here live and giving everybody what I do at the age of 42. Still breaking it and still keeping that live going. Keep doing what I always be doing. Still representing. At the beginning was the word, and the middle is Raised and born was the record, keep moving. Letting y'all know what time it is, the studio behind it. So that means that I rock so many tracks and put out so much material, I shut down computer systems quick.
Yeah.
It's all you, my man, original B-boy. It's all you. Yeah. Hey, yo, old school, it's on you, man. Let's do it. You can start this one off. We'll come in. I think we'll be ready for it. Hey, yo, my man, Ron. You ready, man? Hey, yo.
What's up?
Hey, yo, you here? Hey, yo, you ready, man?
Yeah, I'm there.
Well, let's start this one off right
here.
Go ahead, start this one off right here. All right, start this one off right here. We'll come in when you get done.
We'll come in when you get done. All right. Yeah, I'm back on the block, and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music on the classic hip-hop. It's always on my mind. Check out the mic from the gun. The old and the hot, you will say the production, because I'm all up in your dance, because I'm all up in your funk. This is what I do when I come in with my flow. Come in with the leader, come back to let you know. Come in straight from the underground, all up in your town. Come in with the music to get down. I'm in the thinking that hip hop. This is what I do when I rock it on the block, and it just don't stop.
And it just don't stop. We coming through and we gonna knock off the top of y'all block with some of that hip-hop from the block, from the streets, from the corners. Man, I built up my style when I was in front of... Yo. Let's go. Yo, from the street corner to the blocks and out front of the stop signs is where I begin to pick up this hip hop thing. Man, I was doing this outside when it was an everyday hobby. Used to be outside and was after finish doing my chores easily. Be outside, was excited to go spit a rhyme in front of the stop signs outside of the street. Man, that's where we used to post up at. Man, y'all remember that? Yo, that's how it was when we did it way back. Man, we was doing it like this, man. Just like they was doing it in the Bronx when we was in Monroe, North Carolina, man. It used to be like a pile of the circle dudes piled around, maybe about like 40-something dudes in a circle, and then you got two dudes in the middle just spitting it, or maybe three dudes in the middle spitting it, four dudes in the middle spitting it, and then what would we do? We would go try to find a sniff out of open mic quick, and then we know that we was getting ready to rip the shows with the type of flows that even came into existence. While we be representing, got everybody mind and everything started flipping. And then we found it ways to start using sentences. And most people don't understand, man, hip-hop artists, man, we smart, we intelligent. We speak nothing but a whole bunch of economics. We can speak political. We can speak any kind of flow, whatever y'all didn't think, yo. That's why it was known as versatile when we came through the joke. Yeah.
When we came through the door, everybody just said, damn, we don't let them in the door. Matter of fact, shut them outside the door. Don't even just talk to them, just ignore. Ignore everything, but they just go bored. No, we don't go, I'm just gonna go like a gore. That mean I'm just gonna be like Lionel. Take it back to ECW. Matter of fact, go back to WWE. Matter of fact, you would just look at me. And Seth Rollins in the game, and you got Roman Reigns. Matter of fact, you can call him the 239 Roman Reigns. He'll spare you everything what the nigga just wanna say. Yeah, we just gonna kill him. Matter of fact, we just kill him every time when we go with the niggas and go with the time and go with everything that we just take in the rhyme.
We just take in the rhyme. Yeah, that's why we shaking up their mind. Why y'all know what time it is, man? We bring the feeling from deep down in our soul and our gut. So it's coming from inside. What we put inside of the instrument, nothing but a whole bunch of heart. So everybody gonna feel the love, just like Cuban shooting the whole places up with arrows everywhere and going ricocheting by. Y'all know how we stay live, stay on that real hip hop for a long time ago, man. And you know what? I'm kind of glad that I chose to be hip hop, man. And I know what hip hop stood for. It was poor people music, been the only called poor people music, because it's where we took nothing and turned it to a whole bunch of something. Why a lot of people out there still don't know the meaning of this? Man, y'all gonna start figuring it out quick. It ain't what most of some of them rappers be doing. Man, they not really knowing the meaning of the art. All they doing is going around and gassed up, calling a whole bunch of farts as we embark on a mission, making all y'all know what time it is opposition. Keep everybody out there wondering how we be hitting. That's the way we keep coming through and y'all feel it, feeling it, feeling just like we giving y'all the attraction, like attraction, like a whole bunch of magnets. Yo, the law of attraction means that you attract what you speak in. So if you speak about positivity, you gon' get it back in. While y'all out there know that we be representing, and we always go off like a reactor. Better yet, cause the atomic mass is in the building. We're on. Y'all know how it is. We coming through, getting ready to make all y'all feel like y'all gon' have to get out and y'all gonna get done. That's how it is. The real hip-hop coming off the top, making all y'all say that, yo, that's something to keep y'all wanna get locked in. Y'all know where it is, yeah, we rated hard on this creek, rhyme quick, meaning that we got y'all trapped in our radar hit. Y'all know where it is, yo, we supernatural with a hit. Man, I'm supernatural with my flow, meaning that my flow gonna make you start feeling like, yo, it start making you feel like something around is like a ghost. Maybe it grab you like a spirit, yo. I'm bringing spirit with my flow. Better yet, I'm bringing a Nirvana sound to make y'all know that, yo, it's just like a spirit will sound when I go. Yo, the spirit, team spirit, A.M. Fleet in the building. We're running, y'all know how it is, yo. Old school from back in the days, and we keep it like that. Man, it's the reason why I said old school feeling on the tag, because that's what we keep it every time we get ready to spin a track. Yeah. Hey, yo, it's all you. It's all you.
It's all you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Up that big back without the crack. That's why you people's all over your back talking that smack. I'm that original OG. Motherfuckers didn't know, cause you didn't know me. I was on the block, fucking close to the hoe. And didn't you know they had to say so? We had a rock for mic to come real raw. This is what I'm talking, we is down my law. Run MC, dump hip-hop, it's like that, I ain't no joke. That's what I'm talking about before the pistol smoke. Now that's why you're on the fuck all up in your throat. I wash your mouth out with soap. Ooh, got the ice beam, act method. That's what I'm talking about, got another lesson for ya. Boom.
Yeah. That spectacular come through.
As I come through, I shoot through. Shoot through, and I just melt through. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just blow. And everybody just wanna get to know how do a nigga just stay on the flow. Let's go, they just wanna go. And they just wanna just say that they gon' touch the toe. Used to go with me, used to go with They always wanna just go and make something. Yeah, I just wanna break something. Damn the something. Yeah, just damn the hoes. That means just leaving hoes and everything. Yes, I just keep spraying and I go with my brain. Matter of fact, fuck his brain out inside of my ear. Everything what they just wanna hear. This is a nigga, they just be rhyming, they just do it for peace.
I live with the old school, old rhyme, and it's no good they ain't sweet. Yeah, they know that we only just gonna keep that sweet.
Check it. He said, trust it. So I'ma hit y'all with some geometry so y'all can feel the plus. Y'all know how we be representing, coming through, putting this down, the pop dudes out of your run through them real quick. Y'all don't wanna know about us. Yo, we taking it to y'all, man. You should call us the last act of heroes, cause we come back and save the whole world, save the whole game. Coming in and let y'all know, y'all gonna know our name. So right now it sounds like we just deep down in the studio. That's how it is when everybody be calling up the lines flow. They be hearing the live lyrics flow. Y'all know how it is. The hip hop is bringing it. Let y'all know what time it is. Yo, we dropping all types of flow. Got everybody jumping quick, man. Y'all know what that hip hop been about. It's like where people chant the same stuff that you be saying. Sometimes people know your whole song and you ain't got to keep saying it. But sometimes people be like they wanna use type of all the tunes to make themselves shine better. But when it's time for the AM fleet and run, we don't need all that watered down type of stuff. Man, we come raw and pure with it. When it's time for the AM fleet to come through, y'all know we bringing something to make all y'all get in your ear drum quick. Yo, the liking is in, the feeling of the beholder of the air. Y'all know how the 239 represent, man. I'm forced to fight ahead. Call me a new weapon. When it's time for me to go off, yo, I bring it. And when it's time for the AM fleet, man, and run, we bring it and be in tune like Netflix movies. Y'all know how we come through, most dudes thought that they could stop us. Y'all assuming, yo, we represent, give y'all the truest hit. Hey, yo, Ron, it's on you, man.
Let somebody else do something.
All right, let's back that.
Yeah, on attack, yeah, straight on attack, hold everybody just say, yeah, this nigga got a trap hold. Matter of fact, you can feel like I'm just shooting with a blindfold, with my eyes closed, don't know where I'm gonna hit, I'm gonna go exposed. That mean everybody just get exposed, just like a faggot, just going exposing to these rappers. Rappers in the game, yeah, it's a tranny. Yeah, so many trannies, so many niggas that just saying that they just gonna go and they just wanna get their panties. Matter of fact, just like on Jimmy Spangler, like they just wanna just wear women clothes. Matter of fact, getting that nigga that's just gonna expose them. Expose them, yeah, it's gonna explode them. Expose to everything where the nigga just go and they just ride in the bank. Yeah, it's just been so active. Yeah, it's just gonna lock it. Yeah, it's gonna aggravate anybody that just wanna come around and make. Ain't nobody just gonna go and say that the Viva squad ain't gonna do nothing wrong. Yeah, we always do something. We do more than something. Always just gonna be riding on something. Everybody just saying it's nothing but assumption. That probably got me locked up. Everybody just say, yeah, I'm right here coming with all the blocks. I said they would let me out. I used to love that song. Everybody used to say, yeah, that's the song that everybody was just wanting to be on. But you don't know it until you live in emergency. Witness all nothing but the greatness. You have to get in front of their hips. Everything, yeah, the Viva squad, we always make the hits. Make the hits, and everybody just wanna get a pitch. Matter of fact, they can't even get in the pitch. Yeah, they try to just go and hit with. Hit a nigga with the hit stick.
Yo. It's true, I used to have a first lady in this that was with the Zero Squad in the AM fleet, but just so happened she walked away and she couldn't handle the fame, and that's why now some days and I'm wondering what's happening. I be looking back when I see both of my little two girls with smiles on their face and wondering, yo, I gotta take my time to raise my little women to be.